At this time, we will study the regard God through the title, Don't Know Where We Are Heading. It's a title. We can find in Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62. Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62. And key verse is John 12, verse 35. Here's the scripture in Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62. Here's the word of God. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury the own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. And the key verse, John chapter 12, verse 35. The word of God. Then Jesus told them, You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Let's all read together this key verse one time. Then Jesus told them, You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. And this time we will hear the message from our pastor with the title, Don't Know Where We Are Heading. Greetings to our congregation. Also, welcome those who are worshiping from home. May God bless each one of us. And our title of the message is Don't Know Where We Are. If we know, we don't know where we're going, is it good or bad? Someone who is heading somewhere and don't know where they're heading. Who is that person who doesn't know where? Abraham is the one. He went but did not know where he is going. Only by faith that he walked the way. But you and I, we walk. If we don't know where we're heading, must be careful. And Jesus, John 12, verse 12 to 35, Jesus told them, to those who are putting questions to him, the light will be before you a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Before darkness overtakes you, whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Maybe this verse to be real in our life because we are very close to the end time. So the light may be only among us just a while longer. And all this opportunity to be able to learn the word of God, to worship him, is still here. We don't know when it will end, but when we go and walk, well, we still have the opportunity to worship. Because when the darkness comes, we will not know where we hang. There's a farmer. He's a farmer. He has a lot of cows. He needs a truck. But it must be wanted to buy. So he tried to find a truck to buy. And he saw a truck. Is the color he likes. Is the condition is okay. Maybe it's okay. But the price is only $12,999.99. Well, this truck is only $12,999. It's kind of cheap. When he talked to the dealer, the dealer introduced the car. Oh, this is a very reasonable price for this truck. And it's hard to find such a truck like that. And the farmer was very pleased and took the check and wrote. And the dealer said, "What are you doing? I'm gonna pay with your check. I only pay this one pay and then buy this car home." And the dealer said, "But I have not said the final price yet. The total price, I have not told you." And the farmer said, "A proper price. But it says $12,999. Then I just write a check." And the dealer said, "Yeah, mister, this price, this only the standard price for this car, but this particular is a new car, new line. And you look at the headlight, this is LED, is very bright. It lasts a long time. So this type of car is a kind of new. And inside, you can see that the sound system is very, can use different kind of formats. Not just a CD. MP3, you can use it here. Or any kind of media. So it's very modern. When you sit in the car, you can hear that you are in a auditorium. It's not even, it's very, very nice. But there is one thing more. This engine of the car is only, it's a new product. It's very saving gas. And another special feature that this car does not need a key. You put the key in the pocket and then you can start the car. And so all these options that you see here, in addition to the tax and shipping and handling, and total is $19,599. Now you can write a check for me. And the farmer said it was been deceived from 12,900 something until 19,500. So he had to buy this car 6 months afterward. The dealer called to this farmer. You have a lot. You are selling your cows or not? Yes, we sell. I need to buy a cow. So for my son, because of his project at school, he needs a cow. Oh, the farmer said, "Oh, I have many kinds of cows, and each cow is only $500 per cow." Oh, dealer, I will come and find a cow for my son to do a project at school. And the farmers met this dealer and introduced about the cow, the black cow, the white cow. And finally, he chose a spotted cow and he was gonna write $500. Oh, I have not told you the final price of this cow. You told me that the cow worth $500. No. $500 is just a standard of the cow. But this cow is very special. It's spotted. It's very different from the black cow and the brown cow. And this one has a very a good stomach, a large one. And many times you didn't feed him, he's still very healthy. And he used his own food to feed him again. You see the two horns, very, very large and very shiny. And with this kind of horn, that you can use it as decoration in the home. And his four legs, and four of his hooves is very thick. This cow can walk in all kind of terrain, and the skin of the cow, and his has a very soft fur, and you could not find with this kind of a spotty cow like that. And you, even that we have to go and bring him home. This is $1,400 for this spotted cow. Yeah, congregation. When we buy a car or buy a cow, we know the final price before we buy. In our work with Christ, we need to know where we are going. And Jesus has told in Luke chapter 14, when he was about to build a tower, he must first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete. If not, he will be laughing like a king. Just want to go to battle. First, he must estimate the capability of him fighting the war with the army that he has. So, if he did not plan it out correctly, he would lose the battle. And so Jesus encouraged with those who are following Jesus and learn about the blessing to walk into the gate of Christ, to receive the blessing when we are face our Lord in the final day. That on our way, is it truly a purpose that we have, or we do not know what we do? Let's turn our heart toward God for prayer for guidance. Dear our loving Father, we thank you, Lord, because we have the opportunity to together listen to your word each Sunday. May you encourage us and teach your word so we can understand the path that we have chosen. We will maybe facing, maybe struggling in our life. We will have to choose like a priority or determination for our life. We pray that you give us that as we learn your word so that we can walk with you is becoming something serious in our life, so that our attitude will never be that will not pleasing to you. May you guide us so each one of us will be walking with you, and on our walk with you, truly, though we are in the valley of shadow of death, we will be fear no evil. May you guide us in this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things we will want to share with you this morning. First, followers of Christ must pay a price. When we follow Christ, it's a clear determination. And it is a priority, is the third point. First, it is following Christ is something we have to pay a price for. Someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. This person has not been called. He just saw Jesus, he liked Jesus, and he followed Jesus. He said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. Somebody has told me, I think, Pastor, you are the one who preaching are not using high level of theology to talk to us in your lesson. You have used many practical lessons. So I like to listen to your message. And I love those encouragements. What caused this person to tell Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go? What caused him to say that? Matthew also wrote this story. And with Matthew, we see that after God preached the beatitude on the mountain. Verse 7, chapter 8 in Matthew. And after the, he performed many miracles after the Sermon on the Mount. The leper came to him, asked him for help, and Jesus put his hand on it and cured the leper. And the officer in Capernaum, who has a servant who is sick, and asked Jesus to come and heal that servant. But say, Jesus said, you don't have to come. You just say a word and my servant will be well. And Jesus praised his faith. And then his servant was healed. And Jesus came into the mother-in-law of Peter. And she was having a fever. And then Jesus healed her. And at that time, there are so many demon possessed, and Jesus healed. And any kind of sickness people brought to him, Jesus healed. And after that, there is saw all of that miracles, told Jesus, wherever you go, I will follow. How? A wonderful Lord like that. He can do it. It is very regrettable not to follow Jesus like that. He can heal many sick, and even feeding the 5,000. And Jesus can feed the 5,000. And the teachings from Jesus is so wonderful. It's easy to understand. And Jesus, this person feels Jesus is something worthy to follow. And the congregation. Is it the miracles of Jesus has caused to encourage this person and this person? I want to see more. I like to have this Jesus with me and say to the Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. But if there is a powerful God and we are just a disciple, we'll always be next to Jesus. It's also very happy to be with Jesus. And the second one, the crowd, when they look at me, is a close follower of Jesus. Maybe that person will be very proud. And so the word, I will follow you wherever you go, is full of enthusiasm. But Jesus has put a question for this one to make sure that what causes this person to say such a thing? Which motivation caused him to say that sentence? I will follow wherever you go. Jesus said, foxes have dens and birds have nests. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. What did Jesus say to this person? Jesus wants to make sure that this person can ascertain the motivation, the true motivation to follow Jesus is clear to him. And if you don't have a right motivation, only just a temporary emotion, what would you think to bring and fall when you don't have a place to lay your head? Normally, we see that when people come to God, think of blessings. We will have good health with a stable job, to bless our family, our children, to stabilize their lives. Everything is so wonderful. But how many of us remember Jesus said on the certain of the mount? If anyone blessed is he who suffers for the name of the Lord. Nobody think about the suffering like that. Not only the follower of Jesus, even what the person who followed, not because of a right motivation, then they could not understand the suffering. We must pay the price when we follow Jesus. Peter had put to Jesus, I have followed you. I left everything behind. What will we get? Peter said like that. So we are questioning with Peter. What do we get when we follow Jesus? And Zebedee put a question to God. If you went into your kingdom, Lord, can you let John and John to be on the right hand and your left hand? Jesus, that is not for me to decide. That is our Father in heaven to decide that. When Peter heard that Jesus, he will come into the path and become sacrificial on the cross. And Peter said, not, God would not do that to his own son. And so he took Jesus aside. That's not right, Jesus. God would not do that to his own son. And even the apostle, many times, in chapter 9, the other apostles, they will argue among them who will be the greatest in the kingdom of God. They argue each other who among them will be the greatest among the apostles. The tendency to follow Jesus, to receive some position, follow Jesus, to receive some blessing, to follow Jesus so that we have a more fortunate life, more opportune life. That's in the mind that they forgot the teaching of God. We have been taught his apostle, and Jesus taught his apostle and his friend the road to follow Christ, that we have to pay the price. When we follow Jesus, we think of only the blessing, but we have not thought about that we have to deny ourselves the entertainment of this world, the people that are there and party. Do you think about that? The people in the world want to have the advantage over the other. To think about the advantage of others, we have been taught. Although they can choose the name for themselves in this world, but the follower of Christ, he said, deny ourselves of all of that. The denial, the most demand is to deny oneself. Because without denial oneself to follow Christ, that person is not worthy for me. Teachers teaching very clear here. When they think of the blessing only, the healing, or the demon possessed of being healed, that they have forgotten that Christ's teaching is that if you do not deny yourself, you are not worthy for the kingdom. The congregation, to follow Jesus, demand a commitment, not just a participation. To participate in something, that means to do something we like, but the commitment to do something that God wants us to do is not by our will. Our participation is to do something, but the commitment means we have to complete the responsibility that we have given by the Lord. Participation doesn't require us to pay a price. If I can do it, I'll do it. If not, then not. But the commitment requires a sacrifice. Without sacrifice, we could not do the commitment. Though Jesus may have promises that we are given to give us power, the Holy Spirit, the right condition, but we have not taught the price that we must pay. What is that price? Because this is the teaching of our Lord. So, Peter did not understand the following of Christ, that he must pay a price, or he just go walk alongside Jesus. So the Peter's following, when he was the apostle, failed. He failed. The most failure is when the time robbed Jesus is about to walk upon the cross. He denied Jesus three times. The one who been trusted by Christ the most, I will build my church on this, your faith, Peter. And yet, that Peter told Jesus, has denied Jesus. The one who put, say, the key of the kingdom of God is now in Peter's hand. And he denied Jesus. When Jesus understand, we have to go walk in the light. That, and Peter is someone walk in darkness at the time. And after, from the resurrection of Christ, and Peter has changed. And now he is walking in the light. To follow Christ is to choose that we have to pay the price. And he wrote in Peter, he told the believers to share in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20 to 21. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating or doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, and this is commendable before God. This is, you will call because Christ suffered for you, leaving you as an example that you should follow in his steps. Jesus says, call. Do not think that when we follow Christ, we receive the blessing. But in our mind, we must think that we must be called to suffer along with Christ. And if we could not pay the price, we could not follow Christ. We can go, can walk, but don't know where we are. The second point is we need to be a clear and immediate determination when we follow Christ. Jesus said, call to someone, follow me. You follow me, Jesus told. And he said, may we go home and build and bury my father. Jesus called him, but he said, let me first go and bury my father. We have similar situation in here sometimes. That is, we have our family. We have the responsibility with our family. How can we follow Jesus? And if we to walk with Jesus, then we will not complete our responsibility with our family. Dear congregation, our understanding is wrong in that manner. To follow Christ is not to leave our family behind, but to follow it is to involve Christ into our family. To follow Christ means to live with Christ when Christ is in our family. And this person said to Jesus, let me go and bury my father. And this one means that he is about to die. But it only means that that father is very old. Doesn't know how many days he will live. So this person asked Jesus, let me go back and pay my price to my father. Pay my respect for the father and then bury afterward. He will follow Jesus. But Jesus told him, let the dead bury their own dead. And this is very hard to understand. Let the dead bury the dead. Because in Jesus' eyes, anyone who does not have the Lord, does not have life in them, that person is dead with respect to the Lord. If a person has no relationship with the Lord, that person is dead to God. And that person, let the those who are dead in spiritually to worry, to bury the dead. That means that right now your father is also already dead. Jesus said, you Let's go and preach the kingdom of God. To whom? It's not anywhere far. You must go home, at home, and preach the gospel there to your family. That's what Jesus meant. That your father is near death. That person needs the most. Need God the most. That person that you must go and preach the kingdom of God. That person must be something you practice what you have received from my teaching to bring it to your family. If that father passed away, where would his everlasting body be? He has heard about teaching the kingdom of God from Christ. So that his responsibility is to bring the life of Jesus to his own relatives and family. He only think about a physical need of the Father, but he did not think about the spiritual need of his Father. Dear congregation, I think that in your life and mine, there are many today are trying to fulfill the responsibility with the family, but we forget the spiritual need of the family. The spiritual need, that is the most important of all. When we bring Jesus with our relatives, and we can help our relatives in the present life, but also we will help them for the everlasting life. So many parents worry about their kids' future, wishing that their future can be a good life on this earth, but not thinking that the soul will go where in the everlasting life. Many parents thought about a beautiful future on this earth for their children, but forgetting that their future, most important, is the everlasting life. There's a person in Haiti. He's trying to sell a house. It's only $2,000. And another person saw that house. It's still very good price. Wanted to buy the house from this person. But the issue is the buyer does not have money to pay the seller. And the seller said, I agree to sell this house to you with the condition. You can pay many kind of payment with only one condition. What is that condition? And the seller said, the nail that I put there, I want that nail to be there. And that nail belongs to me. This one, oh, that's easy. I don't have to do anything. Yeah, I agree. And I can buy only $2,000 and I can pay with a partial payment. And after that, the seller said to the buyer, said, I want to buy the house back. And the buyer said, no, I would not sell it back. This is a cheap price that I have paid. I'm not going to sell it back to you. And the other person said, but you remember, this nail is my nail. I sell you the house, but the nail is still mine. And he said, oh, of course, this is your nail. And a few days later, the other person is hanging a dead dog on the nail. And it's smelly of the dead man. Yeah, he couldn't do anything. And, oh, the seller was hanging a dead dog there. And he couldn't do anything because that nail belongs to the seller. And so that buyer finally had to sell his home back to the seller. This story let us know when our life that have been dedicated to the Lord, that we have not clearly determined. Well, there are many responsibilities that I have to complete, and when I have complete everything here, then I can dedicate my life to Christ. But that is the wrong perspective. God does not call you and us to leave behind everything, our relatives behind. But to follow Christ means let the life of Christ to enter into our life as well as our relatives' lives. That means follow Christ. We have to make sure that let the life of Christ to be in our heart. Because the devil is trying to deceive many by certain things in the responsibility. That's forgetting that we have to live for Christ right now. We have to express life of Christ right today, because our relatives are needing our spiritual healing, and that God can use our life to express this life for our relatives. So following Christ, it is something must be of a high, of clearly determined. The third point, to follow Christ is the first priority in our decision. We have to pay the price. We have to have a clear determination. And first, we have to follow Christ as a first priority. Another person went and told Jesus, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. We do not know whether this person has been called, but he has a promise. I will follow you. That means to follow Christ is the right thing to do. It's worthy of doing it. It's something good. But I have something else that I need to take care of. And this person said, but first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family. The first thing is not to disappoint the family yet. And following Christ is something we have not the opportunity to be close to the family, just like the other. So, Lord, please let me first go back. Give me some time so that my love for my family must complete, and then I will follow you. And this is a promise. When will he follow Christ then? And that promise may be very strong. However, there is only one priority to make you and me must be paying attention here. Today, there are many. Worship is something we need to do. But first, I have to think about my health. Come here, we can get contagious environment. Maybe when we worship the Lord, it's right, but first, we need to make sure our life is in order with this economic condition that is uncertain. We have to resolve that first. And how can I rely on others for my job and not worshiping the Lord? First, and at the end, God is at the end of our priority list. There is only one priority. You know what that is? First is what? Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. First, seek the kingdom of God. That is the very first thing. And afterward, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. We have to know that priority. We have to recognize this priority in our life. Do not forget this priority that God wants us to have when we put ahead of God other things in our priority. May we have some priorities and then follow with God. Today, you and I is in a world that so many, according to this culture, that has an effect on our life. People said that if we use a cell phone, normally, every day, they will check the cell phone 110 times each day on the average. That means in 12 hours of the day, at least every day, every hour, to see if there is anything update on my phone. We are used to the cell phone so much. Because of that, they said there are 55% they are using cell phone text while they're driving. 55%. And the other 84% using the cell phone, they cannot live one day without their phone. Because it's so convenient, only just look at it. Everything is on the cell phone. And look at the cell phone. We know what's going on in Vietnam. We know what's happening. Only the cell phone, we know all the news around the world. And people said, all the children in the youth age, the teenager, 50%, they are addicted to their phone. They could not let their phone go. Always have the phone next to their body. And that's just a cell phone. And it caused loss of time. It's attached our lives to it so strongly. And in this world that we live in, how many similar things that will make us a prisoner to it. So when we talk about God, God's priority is behind those things, even the adults or the children. Faith is something that is, it just stands really low in the priority. So then this person came to Jesus, let me go first, and then I say goodbye to family. And Jesus said, whoever put their hands on the plow and look back is not worthy for my kingdom. What did Jesus say mean by that? Whoever put hands to the plow and looks back is not fit for the service of the kingdom of God. The person who is working their tendency, and so they have to make a straight path in the plow. In the plow, they have to look forward to the target so that their plow line will be straight. And many want to put their hand in the plow but look back. And Jesus said, those who are put the hand in the plow with looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And that person said, let us go back and say goodbye to my family. That means, in his perspective, to follow Christ, is worthy to do it now? Is it worthy more than my family, my friends? Because we have some other priorities that we have to worry about. And in that person's perspective, follow Christ is not the priority number one. But Jesus said, the priority of a follower of Christ is to follow Christ, to choose like a priority in his life. We can see in our lives this point. If you and I take $30 and go to the market and we spend it all, and this, we couldn't buy much. But if you and I put $30 in the offering box, it's too much. The $10 is enough. We see that Jesus must always be the priority. If we spend an hour to go for entertainment, to bring coffee with our friend, or to watch a movie, that's long or short. That's very short. 1 hour going by too quickly. But if we use 1 hour to listen to a message, is it long? It's too long. The congregation, our tendency doesn't matter who. The same, the priority about God is not the first. It's somewhere deep behind our priority list. So that God is telling us, when a person is not worried about the priority number one, be careful. Maybe we get into trouble. There's a pharmacist, and he's an atheist. He does not believe in God. And his pastor asked him to come and listen to the message, and the pastor said, the fools say there is no God. In Psalm 53, the fools say in his heart there is no God. And then this pharmacist left. Hey, I don't believe in God because I am good. I have money. I build up my career this great. And the pastor didn't answer. Just say, I think you should come to find out more about God. To say that God is important in your life. But this pharmacist, and maybe I am rich now. I have a great career now. But after, and he left the church here, went back to the pharmacy. And then there's a kid come and say, oh, Mr. Pharmacist, give me something for my stomach ache. And then he took the medicine and gave it to the kid. And then immediately the kid left. Oh my goodness, I gave him the wrong medicine. That is for his zit. I forgot, I made a mistake. He couldn't do it. I gave him the wrong medicine. I may kill this kid. And he bowed his head and prayed, dear God, if you are real Lord, please love me, save me, because I don't know what to do. And then he heard, he saw the kid standing right there. Oh, save me, save me. I fell down and I broke the medicine bottle. And after that, he gave him the right bottle. Oh, Pastor, I want to accept Christ. And maybe we are not thinking God is our priority. Because in our perspective, there are many other priorities. But there is only one for the Lord. And we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Don't worry about others. Because all the priorities God would not forget. And afterward, everything will follow. And all these things shall be given unto you. So the first priority is to seek the Lord, to walk with the Lord. Guarantees everything else in our life. Because all these things will be given unto you. So may God help us. never said is worthy, is my first priority, but must put the question, am I worthy for the kingdom of heaven? Jesus said, whoever put the hands on the plow that look behind is not worthy for the kingdom of the Lord. May God bless you and myself. The light will be here a while longer. We don't know what we have today, how long it will be. I don't know, say about the pandemic or the activities of the church, but I want to say we are the one are living in the end times while the life is there. We don't know when, how much longer, when we walk in the light. Please choose the path. Though we have to pay the price, we have to be a clear determination, a commitment. Please stand and read the key verse. John chapter 12, verse 25. Then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Dear Lord, we thank you for today. We are feel your presence in your midst. Today is a very opportune time for saving grace of the Lord. And today we're still able to listen to your message each Sunday. May you forgive us when we don't understand it. Today we have not chosen a path to follow you, and we could not deny ourselves yet. Because if we do not deny ourselves to carry the cross for you, we are not worthy for you. Please remind us that if we do not be determined to follow you in a commit way, because that is the first priority that we must do, may you remind us, Lord, to be mindful of our priority. And if we have not chosen that the first priority, may you help us. May you save us from those wrong perspectives, wrong understanding. May you bless me and you bless our church for to make this hour to listen. May you bless us in our path, because the darkness can overtake us at any time. And then we will not know where we are going. May our faith to become the faith like that of Abraham, that while they are where we are walking in, we can see the light. We can see our purpose in life. Though our walk is unknown, may we can examine our faith, determine so that our following of Christ will be pleasing to you until the day we see you. May we save us in all of our situation. Save us from the condition that causes us not to hesitate, to follow you. May you save us, Lord. We thank you for your word this morning. Because of your love, continue to be with us. We are thankful, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.